I'm Ben.
And I'm Chris.
And we are on the road for a roadcast minisode. Rotisode? I'm going to stop this now before I...
Don't do that.
...lose control.
Don't go there.
More ways than one.
Rotisode.
So, Chris, we were talking about this podcast. Of course, we've talked a lot about Westerns. It's been a theme, our first major theme for our main...
Yes.
Big production episodes.
And I've had a lot of fun with that.
And we've had, when we were talking about the show, we were talking about some subsets of Westerns, some great technical workers, people who work with horses and guns.
Yeah.
And different ideas for some Western-y things we could talk about in minisodes. But that got me thinking about a very special thing that's an important part of Westerns and a bunch of other genres. And that is stunt work.
Yes.
So, we were talking, of course, about the famous Yakima Canutt, or Canute, depending on how you pronounce it, who's most famous, I think, for doing the stunt in Stagecoach.
I think
John Wayne and jumps onto the horses. And
he's probably more famous, actually, for Ben-Hur.
Yeah, driving the chariot in Ben-Hur.
Yeah,
that's a fair point. So, very famous stunt person, becomes a stunt coordinator later on. But that got me wondering, Chris, what are some of your favorite stunts in the movies ever?
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's my surprise question for you this
for me,
time.
That I have to answer.
Now the hat is on the other foot.
You put your hat on
the shoes on the other head.
I don't put your shoes on my head. I refuse to. Anyway, it's really great stunts. Oh.
This is a great road for recording on.
Sorry.
It's scenic. I'm serious. It's scenic and it's quiet. We can drive slowly without disturbing anyone.
Well, unless they're behind you, then they get really angry.
Yeah, but they're not.
That's... best stunts ever. I feel like I don't notice the stunts as much, and I feel like those are the
good stunts,
the good ones.
Yeah, it just feels like part of the story.
Right, because they're not superfluous.
Right.
Because you see them, like, all the time. Whenever there's a gunfight, whenever there's a horse race or chase, I feel like I'm really being lame about this question.
That's how I feel every single time, Chris.
Payback. I'm gonna go with the classic of the Wild Bunch bridge scene.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's one that popped in my head.
You want me to give you mine, and maybe that'll give you some inspiration?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me
your... Mine's not really a... it's kind of a stunt / special effect. I think they use more than one...
Hey, that's cheating, isn't it?
More than one technique. But in the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, in the second one, there's a scene where Batman is on his ride, and he flips a tractor trailer.
Yeah.
I think that's an amazing stunt.
The way that
they executed that. Now, I think they actually did flip a truck, but they integrated some miniature versions of that with explosions and things.
Okay.
So I think it's a combination of techniques. I could be wrong. Batman experts, feel free to correct me. But that's one sequence that I think of in terms of kind of it integrates well with the story. It's a amazing visual stunt. And it also has an element of surprise to it because you're not sure how Batman's going to defeat these villains and stop the truck.
Gotcha.
And the way it's executed is really, really sharp.
There's one in The Two Towers I really enjoy.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stunt work in that.
And it's kind of one of those that I think traditionalists are going to be like, that is not a Tolkien move right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's when... Orlando Bloom's Legolas grabs the shield and he rides it down the stairs as he's killing orcs. That one, from my understanding, that was not, like, originally scripted. They were just like, you know what would be cool? And then they, like, plan hand this out. And Orlando Bloom's, of course, like, okay, let's do it.
Now, do you know to what extent that was done by a stuntman and to what extent
Orlando Bloom? I don't know how much, like, how much Orlando Bloom did that versus the stunt double.
Right.
That.
In my mind's eye, there's like a shot of his feet.
Uh huh.
Where you see him kind of like snowboarding down the orcs.
Right. I think there, of course, would have been some wire work. I think they hooked him up to a wire.
Oh, okay.
And so he's kind of like descending.
Gotcha.
Down. He's not like actually writing something down.
Well, I wasn't sure if they like put him on a rig for the top half, or he was like on some sort of like pneumatic dolly or something.
Yeah.
Writing down.
You'd be more in the know about that kind of technology than
I'm not sure. I'm guessing. I think either method will work. But it just depends on the...
Oh, you know what a movie I really want to watch now? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That's an excellent movie.
A lot of these kind of stunts where wire work is done is kind of pioneered in that film.
They kind of elevated it to an art form in that.
Yeah.
Where it was almost kind of... It wasn't realistic, the kind of stunts they were doing, but it was... They made it kind of graceful and almost... balletic, as in like a ballet.
Yeah.
It had a kind of graceful, elegant dance-like quality to it that really helped with the atmosphere.
Like the kung fu movies from the 70s, though, and like that genre is kind of...
Oh, yeah, the Bruce Lee fight at the end of what's his final film?
Actually, I don't know how to make Bruce Lee.
Shoot. I'm going to be so mad at myself later for not remembering. It's like Empire of the Dragon or something.
Oh, Enter the Dragon?
Enter the Dragon, there we go.
Okay.
There's a fist fight at the end of Enter the Dragon where Bruce Lee plows through like 150 guys and defeats the like main villain. And it's just unbelievable stunt work.
Is that the
really
one?
Great.
Is that the one he fights Chuck Norris in?
That's the one that he fights Jackie Chan in. Jackie Chan is one of the 150 guys. This was pretty early for Jackie Chan, before he became a star in his own right.
Yeah.
But he was an up-and-coming action fighter, so he was one of the guys fighting Bruce Lee. I think Chuck Norris fights him in Fists of Fury?
Because I've not seen any Bruce Lee movies.
They
I've seen clips.
All very enjoyable.
Yeah.
The Chuck Norris one is particularly good because there's an element of melancholy to it. Kind of like the warriors. And they face each other and they both know that they're really good. But they know that one can't survive. And one's going to have to... one of them is not going to come out alive no matter what, and they can't just part ways and not kill the other one. One of them has to finish the other off, so there's kind of a element of sadness to it.
Yeah.
In addition to the campy, cheesy 70s of it. But yeah, some amazing stunts.
Okay.
So let us know what your favorite stunts are.
They don't have to be Westerns, obviously.
Uh-huh. They can be from any genre. Or any period in history. If you know of some great, like, silent movies serial stunts, because there are some amazing ones. Or some Buster Keaton stunts.
Buster Keaton was the man.
There were some, or Harold Lloyd, some amazing stunts from the silent era.
Yeah.
Be sure to let us know. Tell us what your favorites are.
Shucks, I wish you'd reminded me of Buster Keaton before we started signing off.
So many good ones. We could do a whole pod about Buster Keaton stunts.
We could.
But yeah, popstorian@gmail.com is the address.
Or tweet us at popstorian.
That's the one.
Okay.
At popstorian and on Instagram as well.
Instagram, yeah.
And yeah, we look forward to hearing from you.
As often as we say that, I feel like we should just be able to rattle that off. No problem.
Well, earlier in this episode, we couldn't figure out how to turn the microphone on, so the struggle is real.
You. That one. I didn't even try.
Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.